This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Why get all your holiday decorations delivered through Instacart? Because maybe you only bought two wreaths, but you have 12 windows. Or maybe your toddler got very eager with the advent calendar. Or maybe the inflatable snowman didn't make it through the snowstorm. Or maybe the twinkle lights aren't twinkling. Whatever the reason, this season, Instacart's here for hosts and their whole holiday haul. Get decorations from the Home Depot, CVS, and more through Instacart and enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
The following show may contain adult themes not suitable for children.
Shut the hell up.
Club 1080 with Isaac and Souk.
It does go well with a chicken.
I didn't know hanging out with you was making me smarter.
Full disclosure, Morty, it's not. Temporary superintelligence is just a side effect of the mega seeds dissolving in your rectal cavity.
Oh, man.
Yeah. And once those seeds wear off, you're going to lose most of your motor skills, and you're also going to lose a significant amount of brain functionality for 72 hours, Morty. Starting right about now.
Club 1080 with Isaac and Souk is brought to you by Pub Beer, the official beer of cheap fun.
Hey, Wayne Kiffin.
He is a five-star...
You're so cute, Jason.
Yeah, I would too.
What?
Speaking of comings of Jesus, things like that, you're an idiot, too. Ruff is an idiot.
Wow.
She pulls out of the box.
Who's winning?
What is the curse?
Bottom line, they're ass.
You have a responsibility to your audience to be more responsible.
Rock it to the door.
Now, if you guys wanted to have that rap with solid food, you wouldn't have ever got past number one. Anyway.
What's that like?
Finally, but not last.
Gloria! Gloria!
What?
Bye!
What?
This Monday night game is something else.
Ugh. Pretty trash, isn't it?
Yeah.
Is it a bad game?
Yeah, it's not good. Really, really poorly played. Like, the Rams are all healthy. And
they just keep turning it over to each other.
We got Tua back, so I thought, you know, this would be pretty good. And,
First drive was great.
Yeah.
It's like the Big Ten.
Tua's out there sticking his helmet in front of people running interceptions back the
it's
other
probably
direction.
Probably not the thing you want to do when your career is on the line is
why
go
would he
diving
do that?
Head first. You probably don't think about it. You're just, oh, it's an interception. You go make a play. But yeah, maybe try to trip someone like a nice leg whip. Is that the off brand of Asahi? Is Isaiah?
Asahi. No, I was looking at Sean McVay.
Yeah.
Is there something weird about his beard?
It's very manicured. It's just a fancy boy beard.
I don't know. There's something weird about his face.
Well, I find...
I don't know what it is.
I mean, obviously, who am I to talk? Because my beard is very... it's a lot. It's not for everybody. Whereas his beard... I don't know how to...
Keeps it the same length, though.
Yes, and it is always dialed in. Like, I feel like that beard gets cut every day.
So I was going to ask, do you think it gets cut every day, or do you think it just doesn't grow very fast?
No, that gets cut every
or
day.
Or does he cut it for game day only?
Dude, it's just one of those things a lot... It's, like, cut with, like, a laser edge, and I find that fascinating. It's a little like when you see, like, a boy band beard, like... Beards are supposed to have some ebb and flow to them. Not, dude, that thing is razor sharp. And it just kind of, I think he just probably is that sort of guy, right? He's good looking and like his hair is always on point.
Yeah, he is good looking. He's got good hair. He's in shape. I need more out of his beard. I feel like it's a weak spot
you
in
want
his
fuller?
Game. Yeah, maybe that or just let's shave it. You know, maybe let's shave it. What do you think about that?
Sure.
I don't think that's
part of it. He probably thinks it makes him look young if he doesn't.
Yeah, I'm seeing some photos of him when he didn't have it, like when he was with the Redskins.
Kind of a baby face.
Yeah, he's got a little baby face. Yeah, the beard grows you up a little bit. Have you ever seen Eberflus without the beard and the hair?
Eberflus without
because Eberflus.
Oh yeah, that's only new this year.
Yeah, Matt Eberflus actually looks pretty good right now. Like he's got a little something going on. Like it works. He's kind of got like a Don Henley haircut thing and the beard. Dude, if you look at Eberflus before this year, this is a rough go.
You know who else?
Did you hear the shots that Eberflus took on the radio today, by the way?
No.
He has a weekly call-in show, and he was having bad cell service as he was driving, and then, like, it was breaking up. They're like, hello, coach. And then the guy just chimes in, coach, your cell service is about as good as this team's offense.
Ah.
He said it to him direct.
Hey.
Hello?
Eberflus knows what's up.
Yeah.
Like
you know who else has
aware?
A beard like McVay's is Shanahan. Kyle Shanahan. He has that too, where he just keeps the stubble.
Yeah.
But he doesn't really like try to groom it.
Yeah, he kind of like will allow the 5 o'clock shadow to creep in around the neck and above it and stuff. It's not nearly as manicured. But
no,
yeah.
There's something weird about McVay's face.
Like, Coach, I don't know what it is about your face, but I kind of want to punch it.
He's got a punchable face.
Sure.
I like him a lot, but definitely punchable. Like, if he were a player,
he'd be a real go-getter.
Annoying little slot receiver.
Yeah, he'd be annoying.
I could see that. Be very, very
do-it-all special teamer.
He'd be sprinting in between drills.
You know,
Tasker.
He's a real good candidate for a good sports pouty face, but he doesn't really have that.
No, not necessarily.
He doesn't have the Daniel Jones, Eli Manning.
I'll tell you what. I was talking, me and my buddy were, sometimes I'll be lying on the couch. You ever get like a buddy and you'll be like live watching a game and like, and one of you sends the other one a text. And so before you know it, you get a little thread going back and forth. My buddy was live texting me at the Alabama LSU game. And we did determine that the new best pouty coach face is Brian Kelly.
Brian Kelly, yeah.
Brian Kelly has an amazing pouty grimace, I can't believe this is happening face, and it's just it's incredible.
Well, he's always angry.
Yes.
And two, he always somehow seems flabbergasted.
Yeah, no matter what. I actively root against. One, he killed a kid, and he's just a giant D-bag. And I just, every time they zoomed in and I saw his pained face, it made me smile. And I'm not Kalen DeBoer, whatever. It's just, I wasn't rooting for Alabama. I was rooting against LSU and Brian Kelly. And it was fantastic. Might want to stop a running quarterback at some time, Brian.
All right, I've got Tom Cruise news. And you want to talk about a bad way to die?
Yeah.
I'm going to give you a bad way to die.
Well, there's a lot of bad ways to die.
This one's bad.
This one's bad. Yeah, I don't mind dying so much. It's you're going to go.
Yeah, we'll see where you power rank this one. Yeah. This happened. Next on The Fan. Let's go to primetime Jackson, Mississippi.
Has anything good ever happened in Jackson, Mississippi?
Well, haven't you been down there?
I've been to Mississippi.
You told us you went to, was it Jackson that you went to? No, you went to Oxford.
Starksville. Mississippi
That's
State.
Right.
Let me tell you. Look, I'm sure there's fine people down there. There's fine people on both sides. I don't need to be in Mississippi. we're good. That and I drove through Mississippi once and again. So twice I've been through Mississippi, and that's enough. I'm good. Not a lot bringing me back.
Blasted everything for a reason.
Yeah, we're good.
Yeah, it seems like a pretty rough state from what I read.
Yeah, not the best.
I also drove through it once and was terrified.
Yes,
I mean it's.
Yes.
I mean terrifying.
Yes.
Like Deliverance.
Yeah.
And I'm not kidding.
No.
Like just right there on the.
Yeah. We pulled into like a Shell station or whatever, their stinker station. I think they had those with the Sinclairs down there. And it just was one of those, like, you just want to get gas and then immediately get back in your car. You're like, this is not.
You're getting eyeballed.
Yeah. Like, what are you doing here? You're like, nothing.
You ain't from around here, are you,
boy?
that
was the, when we were, again, playing Mississippi State. And we were in an elevator, and we normally stayed at pretty nice hotels. We always stayed at Marriott's. It was a LDS thing. So we always stayed at Marriott's. And
got to keep it in the family.
Got to keep it in the family. And so we were at a Marriott down there, and I remember being on the elevator, and these two gentlemen, both wearing overalls, one of them not wearing a shirt under his overalls, which kind of threw me for a loop because it's just usually not what you see in our hotels. And the guy was wearing an Alabama hat. And the guy was like, "You boys from BYU?" And we're all wearing BYU sweats. So, yeah. No.
We play at Utah.
Yeah. And he just looked at us and goes, "Them Bulldogs going to kick your ass." And then he dropped one of these on us. "Roll Tide." And we're like,
"No bird."
And we're like, "Oh, thanks." And then it was an awkward ride.
God, I got to tell you, if you told me what would happen in an elevator in... Where were you?
Is it Stark or Starksville?
I think
Starkville.
It's Starkville.
Starkville, Mississippi.
That's exactly what I would have thought.
I just didn't see it coming.
Yeah, beautiful hair.
Why is he giving us a roll tide with the Bulldogs going to kick our ass? Like, I wasn't prepared for the cross team insult. But he just,
I think it was the, "They're not my team, but you're still here going to get your ass kicked."
That's
in the SEC.
Right.
Yeah.
I mean, to me, it's really weird when, like, SEC fans, like, chant SEC together. Like, "My team didn't win, but yours did, and we're all, like, what? Are you, you're not the same?"
Yeah. I just,
it's because they all have sex with one another.
Well, and just the idea, I appreciated that the one guy at least had a shirt under his overalls, or I should have appreciated the other guy was like, "Dude, it's hot down here. I'm not wearing that." What were they doing?
What were they
doing? Where were they going? Oh, but, yeah, that was my first venture down into to Mississippi.
So do you think
I need to go back?
Do you think that the guy with the shirt under his overalls is more refined?
I'm not going to lie. I did think that a little bit. That the guy that was wearing, because to be honest with you, it wasn't a bad looking shirt under the overalls. The one dude was way, like, he was way more put together than the other guy. Although he's the one that gave us the roll tide. So, I don't know.
A man was killed. He was standing behind a dump truck when the hydraulics on the truck malfunctioned.
Oh, no.
Yeah. Do you care to guess what was in the truck?
Oh, so he got dumped on. I thought...
Mm-hmm. He was buried.
Manure.
Hot asphalt.
Oh, no. No, 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 no. Oh.
He did not live.
No.
Can you imagine that?
That's like top five. That's just
on fire emojis.
That's as horrific as it could get.
It doesn't get any worse.
That's right? Like that Game of Thrones scene where they pour the liquid hot gold over the guy's head.
Yeah, that's a whole other ugh. How hot is like that? Like,
Well, I think it's really bad. I mean, I don't know the temperature, but I think that's really bad because while hot, you don't. I can't imagine you instantly die.
No,
you would know it's happening.
Yeah.
And it might take a minute.
And you're buried.
Yeah.
And it's strong enough that you can't get out of it.
Maybe there are fumes that knock you out?
Maybe.
You want to carry... So I looked it up, what it is in the back of trucks before when they pour it.
I mean, I would have no frame of reference. Are you talking about just like...
Well, you know what boiling...
Temperature?
Yeah, you know what boiling water is.
Yeah. Right? So let's go... Hot, it's hot asphalt, so it's in the truck.
Yep.
So it's probably the hottest it's going to be, right?
Yes. So they say that they keep it at that, and then it's between a range, and then they spread it and pour it. So just, you know, boiling water. And we all know what it feels like to have boiling water touch us. 200 and, was it, 212, 212. Right?
I'm going to say 325.
Yeah.
Pretty close.
It is kept between 280 and 350 degrees when they pour it. I just can't even.
Can you?
No. I can't even.
Well, that happened.
Hot, slow death. Hopefully not that slow.
Yeah, I don't know. Maybe the weight of it or the fumes. I don't. That will give me nightmares. Congratulations. You've now unlocked a new fear. And that I've.
Yeah.
That,
well, don't stand behind an asphalt truck.
No. No, no,
or
no,
drive
no.
behind one.
Under any circumstance. Like I said, you've unlocked a new fear. I always thought logging trucks was my fear. I'll tell you right now.
Oh, no.
You give me the choice between the logging truck, Final Destination, and ask, I'll take logging truck day long.
Because you're instantly dead.
Yeah, the log just hits me and everything's out.
Yeah. It'll happen so fast.
Hot, molten asphalt?
Yeah.
I can't think of anything worse.
And maybe you're not even fully buried, you know? You know?
Just like your head's out?
Yeah.
Yuck.
You probably just go into shock.
Yeah, like how quick does that thing pour? Is it like quicksand? Like hot quicksand? Like,
well, it's pretty heavy.
I know.
If you come into contact with hot asphalt, you should, number one, remain calm and don't panic.
Oh, it's like quicksand.
Check that blood circulation is not disrupted. Immediately start cooling the asphalt with cold water. Do not remove the asphalt from the skin, as it will peel your skin. I think that's probably a little bit late. Notify the others in the area and call for an emergency medical attention. Yeah, you're it's just the worst way. It's just the worst.
Now, not to be morbid, but do you think that they use some of that asphalt? Like, do they? Well, I mean, come on, that's a lot of asphalt, and it's an accident.
I think that truck is decommissioned for the day.
I think that
I know the truck is, but do
I
you
think that one's probably
do you done. Clean up the asphalt around the body? And
I think much like the Costco butter, I think that
it's
is
just, it's just getting pitched.
That's just it's gone. That's gone.
I don't think the work continues.
No. You imagine being the person, though, that, like, if that asphalt cooled, that you have to go chip away that asphalt?
The person has to dig the guy out?
Remember what was that?
Well, yeah, there's another question. What happens? Do you just...
Maybe, is it one of those, like, when a mine collapses and you just leave the mountain of asphalt and then you put up, like, a memorial, like,
put some
plaque?
Flowers on it?
And you're like, hey, man. And it's like, hey, why is there that big pile of asphalt? They're like, well, read the plaque.
It's a hell of a speed bump.
Anytime there's a plaque, you
oh,
just...
Oh, yeah, that's Mitch.
That's Mitch. Mitch... Mitch turned into a speed bump. That is rough.
That is so bad.
He was always big on neighborhood safety,
yeah,
so it's
he was.
Appropriate.
Except, aren't they calling them speed pillows now?
Speed cushions.
Speed cushions. I like that in Buck's neighborhood, they've labeled them speed cushions.
That's right.
Why did they call them that?
Oh, so that
well,
because
they're not
the,
like the
world...
short ones. They're wider ones, so they're like more of a rolling bump. I don't know.
Yeah, those are easier, though. The smaller, bigger bumps are the tougher ones. They make you slow down more.
When... my senior year at Mountain View, we put in speed cushions. We put in speed bumps before the start of the school year. And I swear to God, those were the nastiest speed bumps known to man. And, like, I think it was a screw-up because they were like, yeah, they were like, we understand. And they tried to shave them down a little bit. And, you know, most, like, high school kids, back in the day, we're driving, like, crappy, like, Toyota, like Celicas or, like, Hondas or whatever. The amount of people... that just tore the hell out of their car. You could not go more than 2 miles an hour over those things. They were vicious.
I think it's a really funny, maybe not even funny, but it's just an indictment on human beings that what those speed cushions are designed to do, the better they do them, this is exactly why we put them in, but the better that it does its job, the more we revolt and say it can't happen.
Yeah. Absolutely.
It's like, they should be like that. Like, if they're really...
That's the point.
That's the whole idea. It's like, they're effective. Like,
things are slowing me down.
What the hell is going on here? Dude. This is not supposed to slow me down that much.
Exactly. There's a difference between being able to... Okay, you got my attention, I gotta slow down. And literally having to crawl over it, otherwise your radiator is left like.
But you're saying a parking lot of a school?
Of a school.
Yeah, dude, make them even bigger. Slow down.
A high school?
Yes, because S-head kids don't know how to drive.
If a kid gets clipped every now and then, it's probably his own fault. Those were the worst speed bumps of all time. And then they went through and they like...
We can't have these.
They cut the top of them off, which I swear to God made it worse because it just made them have sharp edges. Those things were ridiculous. Speed cushions my ass. Those things were spike strips. My poor Ford Thunderbird could not handle those things at all. It's a tasty ride. 89 Thunderbird, baby.
Those are really annoying. I have been over some that it's like, oh my God, these ones are so bad. And you have to really slow down.
Yes.
But that's, you know, it's like, I respect it.
I don't.
The ones that I think are funny are the ones where they put the fire engine lanes
just
in.
Just aim right for it. Don't even slow down.
What is even the
point?
That's
what we have.
Why even do that? I mean, I know they have to do it, I guess, for emergency vehicles, but it like...
Hint, hint. Aim for those spots. You're good to go. Even if you just catch one tire in that, you're fine.
And then you play chicken with the car in the other lane. Like,
see what happens.
See if
that's doing the same thing, but you're both going towards the middle instead of one of you towards the outside.
Well, only one of you can use the middle part.
Yeah.
Otherwise, you got to go on the way outside.
See, our street's wide enough. We have multiple middle lanes for people to veer towards.
Oh.
Like, there's two...
rich white
There's two gaps.
There.
No, it's the whole reason we needed speed cushions in the first place. Such a wide thoroughfare that people cut through instead of going on the stoplight road.
Hmm. That didn't make any sense, but I...
Sure, too.
I'll take your word for it.
Even when you're riding your bike, aim for those things.
Yeah, for sure.
The middle lane is where it's at. Everyone knows that. Hmm. That being said, don't put them up.
Do they have to have the... Is it by law that they have to have the...
I don't know.
The emergency vehicle?
It might be now.
They didn't used to. It used to just be old-fashioned speed bumps, but I feel like most of them now have the whatever they call those, the emergency lanes. And honestly, I think you were the first one to ever tell me that that's what those were for. I never knew that.
Yeah.
But I mean, it makes sense.
Yeah, it does. It does, I guess. But in some neighborhoods, it's like...
Well, stupid, I mean, first responders.
Give is it really going to slow them down that much?
Well, yeah, man. You ever accidentally taken a speed bump? And you don't realize, oh crap, it's there.
Dude, yeah. What I'm saying is, those guys, like, we have the fire station's just right up the street from us.
Yeah.
And so they're coming through our road a lot. Mm-hmm. They can't go that fast through there because there's so many hazards.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, it's not like they, without the speed bumps, they'd be flying 75 miles an hour through there. They're not going to do that. They're going slow, watching and making sure, and they're honking their horn, you know, and doing the whole thing.
True.
Like, hey, we're coming through here, sirens on and everything. But they don't go that fast in the neighborhoods that I have speed bumps.
Well, but sometimes...
School zones and everything.
Sometimes they sneak up on you a little bit. I was test driving a car like 2 weeks ago, and I had not been on that road before. It was over by the zoo. It snuck up on me, and I took one. Luckily, there was no one in the car. Like, they just let me test drive it by myself. Yeah, it was a little whoops.
You have a responsibility to your audience to be more responsible than you.
In that moment, I was very glad that no one was there. Although if someone had been there, I probably wouldn't have been going so fast. But look, you're testing the car out. You got to see, you got to see what it's capable of. And all of a sudden, out of nowhere, I was like, oh, crap, speed bump. I tried to slow down. It was too late. It's a little.
Yeah.
It's a bit much.
It's when the body in the back of when you got the body in the trunk, might come flying out of there.
It definitely was one of those moments where I was like kind of looking around like, we good? Yeah, well, fine. Yeah, all right, good. Hey, how'd the test drive go? Great.
Great. You'll notice nothing. Suspension, nothing.
No problem.
Tom Cruise news is next. Here's Buck.
Why get all your holiday decorations delivered through Instacart? Because maybe you only bought two wreaths, but you have 12 windows. Or maybe your toddler got very eager with the advent calendar. Or maybe the inflatable snowman didn't make it through the snowstorm. Or maybe the twinkle lights aren't twinkling. Whatever the reason, this season, Instacart's here for hosts and their whole holiday haul. Get decorations from the Home Depot, CVS, and more through Instacart and enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Well, no wonder he changed his name. Did you hear that? What Buck just told us?
I did hear that.
And did you know that?
I did not. And I am a huge Tom Cruise guy. I can't say that I knew that was his real name.
Born Thomas Cruise Mapother IV.
So it is.
Oh,
Tom
so Cruise is his middle name.
It's his middle name, but his he was born Tom Mapother.
Well, yeah, it makes sense. You don't want to be Tom Mapother.
Yeah.
Tom Cruise. Terrible name.
Yeah, that's a bad name.
Jesus.
You know, it's like if I became a Hollywood actor, Jason Sukanik is really not.
No.
You know, we're going to come up with something.
You'd at least have to change the spelling because people would be confused. And
you'd have to change it to Jason Sudeikis.
It's a lot better than Sukanik. Although, Isaac Ropp, that could work.
I think it's fine.
Yeah, that's fine.
It's unique enough.
Yeah, but so many people change their names. Bob Dylan's not Bob Dylan. You know, that's a pretty simple name. And yet he went to that. Bruno Mars certainly isn't Bruno.
Or Mars.
I think his name is like something. He's Hernandez. It's something Hernandez.
Peter Gene Hernandez.
Yeah.
Peter Hernandez?
Yeah, he went from Pete Hernandez to Bruno Mars. It's hard to be like an international sex symbol is Peter Hernandez. Gene.
He doesn't look like a Pete Hernandez.
No. Honestly, Bruno Mars fits him better than...
Great name.
Than, yeah. Vin Diesel, which is the lamest name of all time.
His name's like Christopher Sinclair or something like that.
And yet somehow it works. I mean,
I like the Vin part. The Diesel's a little much.
Oh, yeah, it's ridiculous. But for him, he's kind of made it... He's made it work, you know?
Well... Tom Cruise has the 8th and final Mission Impossible movie coming out.
Yes.
This one will be called The Final Reckoning.
Thank
the
God.
The official trailer is out. And at 62 years old, Dr. Cruise is hanging from an airplane.
Dude.
And you know he does all his own stunts.
He does. He insists upon it. I wonder if he's at some point, like, he realized you can't keep making action movies. Like,
well, this is it.
Well, but you know he's going to keep making. He won't keep making these, I would hope, but is he going to be like 69 and hanging from an airplane? It's like,
well,
Tom.
He's 62 and hanging from an airplane. What's the difference? That guy's a badass.
He really is.
And he falls from the plane, apparently, too, in the trailer.
It is kind of crazy when you consider that he insists on doing all of that stuff himself. And he gets hurt. I mean, there's a bunch of movies where he breaks ankles and all kinds of stuff like that.
Well, in his, you know, I got to give it to him. Those Mission Impossible movies are still good.
Yeah, they're good.
Like, we were talking the other day with Joey about, like, is the sequel ever good? Look, man, Mission Impossible has kept a standard that is pretty solid.
Yes. And it's kind of...
You know what to expect from those movies.
Yeah, and doing 6 of anything, I mean, shoot.
This is 7. This one's 8.
7, yeah. Doing 3 or 4 of anything is tough. And there's usually a couple stinkers in there, and I've seen all the Mission Impossibles, and some are better than others, but I wouldn't say there's been any, like, stinkers.
No real standout bad ones.
Oh, again, some better than others, but it's fine. What is the other one? Like, I can't stand these, but, like, the Fast and the Furious movies, they keep cranking those things out. It's like 9 of those.
Yeah, I've never watched really any of those.
Those don't do anything for me.
But I feel like that's all just about the...
The cars.
Yeah, the Tokyo Drift kind of...
Yeah.
Vibe.
That and... Vin Diesel. Now I'm looking through.
They're saying this will be released May 23rd, 2025.
And this is why I still like going to movie theaters. Like, when Mission Impossible comes out, I will go see Mission Impossible in the theater. I think it's a better experience. Plus, it's Tom Cruise, and I feel like he puts a lot of care into his movies. Yes, he's badass crazy, the whole Scientology thing, but I appreciate that he gives a damn about his movies, and he doesn't like to put crap up there just to get a paycheck. That's why I think Tom Cruise is the greatest movie star of all time.
How bad will he look in the movie?
It's not.
Do you think
it's not going to be?
Because last time we saw him was at the Super Bowl, and boy, was that rough.
Yeah. Well, look, he has gone.
He looked
full,
like Jiminy Glick.
He's gone full middle-aged lesbian. There's no coming back from this. I don't think there's ever been a celebrity that's gone from leading man to middle-aged lesbian who's been able to dial it back. What is it? It's the Lord of the Rings. Things have started that cannot be undone. Once you go down that road, you're committed to it. Imagine what it's going to look like in 5-6 years. Dude, it's just going to keep getting worse.
Yeah, I think the key is you got to stay... Like, those guys were used to them being in great shape, you know, their bodies, like, physically.
Yeah.
Working out and stuff. Yeah. He's kind of... let himself go a little bit in that realm.
He's getting weird old.
So it's not just the face. I'm saying it's body shape too.
Well, he's got the weird old man in shape too, where he does all the HGH, where you're still in shape. But
yeah, you can tell he works.
But your skin's all like saggy, and then like you get like your gut sticks out because of all the HGH, and then your face is like.
And it's not really that defined.
No.
But you can tell you're trying.
It's a bit weird. By the way, now I'm just down a rabbit hole of looking up celebrities' names.
Me too.
You know Natalie Portman's name is Natalie Hirschlag?
Natalie Hirschlag, yeah.
Wow.
I actually knew that one.
Does that make her less hot?
Elton John is Reginald Dwight.
It just means that Natalie Portman's trying to hide her Judaism, I'm guessing. Joaquin Phoenix is Raphael Bottom. Joaquin Raphael Bottom.
Oh, come on.
No?
Michael Keaton's real name is Michael Douglas. How about that?
Really?
Yeah.
No way. That's confusing.
That's why he's Michael Keaton.
Interesting.
Oh, wait. He changed it for that reason? The Douglas family?
Well, no, but I'd imagine you can't have two Michael Douglases running around, and Michael Douglas is older, right?
I think he is older, but I don't know by how much.
Yeah, maybe not.
Oh, I think Michael Douglas is close to, like, I think he's in his, like, 80s.
He's 80.
Yeah.
Well, I think Keaton's older than you think.
Yeah, he is. I do like Michael Keaton, though. Jamie Foxx is Eric Bishop.
Yeah, Keaton's 73.
Okay, so not too different.
So he wouldn't have changed it for that.
Yeah.
Joaquin Phoenix is what again?
Joaquin
Bottom. You can't be.
I've never heard of someone named Bottom.
You can't be Joaquin
Michael Bottom. Caine is Maurice Micklewhite.
Joaquin Bottom.
Yeah, that's it's a bit of a stretch. Boy, Lord is Ella Margea Lanny Yelich O'Connor. Probably good to go with the
Lord.
Yeah.
It's not like the Lord is great.
Yeah, just, you know.
Marilyn Manson is Brian Warner.
Yeah, again. It's like some of these make sense. You can't be like the goth devil and be Brian Warner.
No, you can't.
Doesn't quite work out.
All right.
John Legend? John Stevens? It's a bold move going with John Legend.
Hey, John Stevens kind of works.
Well, but John Legend is John Legend is a badass name. You just, you know.
You
got to have some serious confidence to name yourself Isaac Legend.
That dude's funny to me. Like, I know he's immensely talented, but he's never, like, I never see him in music. He's always, like, either in ads or just, like, on a show or something.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah.
Like, does he tour?
Well, yeah, I've seen him in concert. And so we were down in Bend visiting some friends, and the BTJ very much wanted to see John Legend. And I was like, you like John Legend? She's like, oh, yeah. I secretly think she just wanted to see Chrissy Teigen because, you know, she loves when they make celebrity, like, surprise, like, spouse appearances. So we went, and I was like, oh, it's John Legend. And I thought...
Was he good?
Well, I thought that you ever go to a show and you just know you'll recognize some songs?
Mm-hmm.
You're like, hey, I don't really know John Legend, but I'm sure, like, I'll recognize songs. One.
Which one was it?
The only song that anyone knows.
Which is what?
All of Me. All of me loves all of you.
Okay, I know.
And it was the finale. I kept waiting. It was like a 2-hour concert. I was like, oh my God, is there any song I know? Huh. One. The only song. And I was like, does he have hits? And they're like, oh yeah, that was a hit. I was like, never heard of it.
That's just it. He doesn't really have a lot of hits.
As far as I know, that's the only concert I think I've ever been to where I knew one song. Like, I went and saw Train, for God's sakes, and they had like 4 or 5. I was like, oh. Creed? Like,
you would step out from the ledge, my friend. Was that Train?
I don't remember if that was Train or not, but they did like Drops of
Jupiter. You just did Third Eye Blind. That's what you did.
Oh.
It's all the same thing.
Isn't it?
I'll tell you what.
Third Eye Blind and Train, maybe not the same.
If you ever want to see like older, middle-aged white people hump in public, go to a Train concert. I'm not
They're
kidding.
A big deal, aren't they?
Dude, that got so many 45-year-old gals horned up, you wouldn't believe.
My wife likes them.
See? It's
Hey, soul sister.
Yeah. Dude, people were grinding. I saw dudes going hands up skirts. It was a thing. I was like, what is happening right now? I had no idea. I was like, it was a big, it was up at the amphitheater. There were a lot of people that were there. And my buddy was like, oh yeah, Train always sells real well. I was like, really? Train's a thing, man.
Well,
but John Legend? No, that one. I waited around for 2 hours for him to play that one song, and I was like, "Oh, I know this."
He has a strange career arc, that one.
But I guess he's popular.
Well, yeah, he's super successful. Like maybe he just writes a bunch of stuff or something.
Couldn't tell you. He's a handsome devil.
Yeah. All right, we'll wrap it up next on The Fan. Grade A prime bitch. Ducks Roundtable's coming up next, at least I think.
Some form of table is happening.
Anthony Newman.
That's correct. Ducks Roundtable. Myself, Anthony, Ortner, Schultze.
The whole crew.
Square table.
Well, Schultze's in here, so it's kind of a triangle in there.
Triangle of terror.
Yeah. Ducks triangle table just doesn't have the same ring to it.
What do you guys got planned? Are you having a hard time doing the Ducks Roundtable when all these games are the exact same and they're lame and boring?
No, this one was different. They lacked discipline in this one. They seem to be missing Tez Johnson on offense. We have things to talk about.
Oh,
a trip to Camp Randall.
You like it better when things go wrong.
There can be more to talk about.
Makes for an easier show.
Well, I don't know. It's nice when things are good, too.
Tell you about
the
fake
best.
Puns.
The best show is clearly the Ohio State post show because there was the most to talk about. But
dude, this Monday night game is terrible.
It's really bad. It's worse than the Ducks game.
There is such bad ball going on here.
Another turnover?
Yeah, he snapped it over Stafford's head. It's so bad. Normally, this is reserved for Thursday night football. But yeah, Monday night's giving us an extra break.
Oh, wasn't he snapped over his head? He just missed the handoff.
No, that was over his head, and he tried to bring it down. It didn't work.
Oh, yeah.
Sorry, but that's not a good snap.
Mm. Well, everybody enjoy Ducks Roundtable. Come up next. I think you will. I know I will.
I'm listening on the way home.
It's the world's longest open. If you can get through the open,
it is a very large.
They actually do start the show. But
yeah, you had us around 7:04.
Oh my God.
You have the November rain of opens.
It's unbelievable. They have to mention every company in the United States.
At least all of them sponsor the Ducks on the Fan.
And we love them.
Yes.
But Jesus.
Space them out a little, you think?
Yes.
Maybe do like at the end we have to do those disclaimers. Not available in all 50 states.
Well, we were great today. Our show returns tomorrow, 3 to 7 on The Fan. Good night. He got the action, he got the motion. Oh yeah, the boy can play. Dedication, devotion, turning all the nighttime into the day. Friendships of Spain. Friendships of Spain. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. I'm Jenna Fisher. And I'm Angela Kinsey. And together, we have the podcast Office Ladies. Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere. Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode. So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.